Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst, the trailer booking at Billy Bones, a Paolo Di Canio, West Ham United. We celebrate our victories, we stick together in defeat. I'm proud of our history, West Ham United. More than just a podcast. More than just a podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is More Than Just a Podcast. It is season 13, episode 21. It just seems like seconds away.
We've finished. Oh, yeah.
Episode 20.
Could you sleep well?
Oh, yeah, yeah, slept like a baby, unlike Kurt Zuma. Must be terrible having your house ransacked as you sleep with your family. Serious point. No more.
Might have caught him by the time this comes out.
Mate, $25,000.
Why did the club put that up, but not Zuma?
Good point. I don't know. Maybe they thought
maybe
they
it's the club's house.
Well, no, it's not. No, it isn't. No, well, I'm sure that person had something to do with it. Anyway, anywho, it is question time. And if you haven't listened to episode 20, wherever you've been, go back and listen to episode 20. This is episode 21, which is question time with Crazy Nick. Time for this.
Yeah.
Question time, where you, the 8 listeners, well, 7 this week, because Nick's not listening.
Exactly.
It's good to be on the other side of the fence. You might have some questions, Nick, because...
Yes.
About an hour ago, I said, you know, it's Nick, Crazy Nick, is in town from Clown and Booze. And,
who's coined me as Crazy Nick?
Me, Crazy Nick, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy what I do. I've got a few crazy people at work, you know, conspiracy people, things, you know, that believe the Earth is flat and everything. And you know,
he's not a tin hat. He's got a very popular opinion.
You know, maybe. No, it's a complete rational hatred.
At least my opinion is my own, as opposed
it
to my.
Is.
My
yeah, at least he doesn't do what his, yeah. the director's telling
yeah.
him.
Yeah, exactly. Or exactly. Sycophant. Anyway, Len.
Yeah,
you talking are the question master.
I am. So, which means you like, Nick's on the Brady out.
You said something you would regret.
Brady
right?
outs.
Thank you, Nick. You've said something I regret.
No, it doesn't matter. Carry
okay.
on. Carry on.
Well, first up is the guy that's usually the last couple of weeks has been last up, and that's Dodsey.
Oh, Dodsey.
And I'm appalled at the amount of questions he's asked. I know he's so greedy.
We didn't mention the flag, so...
Oh, we did.
I'll put a picture of the flag up on the group.
Yeah. Dodsey brought up the flag.
Oh, did he? Sounds like Jeffrew. Is that yeah. Dodsey?
Yeah, that's Dodsey. I put a picture of his flag. His Dodsey's away day roundup flag. I can comp that up. Go on to the Facebook page. Sure, Dodsey will love it.
Oh, I saw you changed my son with a flag.
To a Moisette flag. Yeah, well, someone asked for a Moisette flag and you wouldn't give him what he asked for.
I said it wouldn't get.
I always give customers satisfaction, right, even when they're not customers.
You always have a happy ending with, don't you?
Yeah. So I done it for him. Just a quick job. Just like Dodds' away day roundup. I'd done a nice drawing of him slipping a European hooker one up the galley. Anyway, Dodds' question is, all right, my handsomes, how's yous doing? Good to see Nick has come to the dark side. A poor man's Nigel, if you ask me. So that's a good start. How'd you feel about that, Nick? Poor man's Nigel.
Poor man's Nigel. That's right. I'll take it. I'll take it. That's fine. That's fine.
Poor man's. I don't think Nigel's got a pair of glasses that have got two arms on them. Every time he gets them out of the fucking football, he's got an arm missing.
I've got to be honest. My left, the left arm, it does have just a tiny little bit of wire holding the left arm on. So I'm in the same boat.
He's proud that he pays a quid for his glasses, though, Nigel. But he don't fucking replace them. You'd think he'd just buy another pair, wouldn't you? Anyway, so here are Dodsy's questions.
Oh, good.
For our delight, you say that, Dodsy. What is Nick's favourite characteristic about David Moyes? Come and say something nice about Moyesy, Nick.
My favourite characteristic.
Yeah.
Oh, cry. I mean,
can you think of something nice?
He's dancing. You know, the little dance moves that he does.
You like that, right?
That was all right. Yeah. I didn't mind that. His favourite characteristic. I don't know that. I have one. I don't know. I don't like his personality. I think he's. I think he's. He's pretentious. He's a bit of a liar. I think he's a narcissist. I don't know his style of football.
No, we said
nice. The nice bit, not the...
Nice.
I'm just trying to reel off the things that I don't like to work my way to the good bit.
Hair?
I don't know.
What do you like about him, Shawnee Warney? And then we can pick on you for what you said.
I love his win ratio overall. One
you
of
do?
In
you do?
History of West Ham managers. I don't know if I mentioned it.
Do you know, I'm having a drink with Curbs this week and the conversation will come up that is saying, what's the fans' problem with Moyes? I mean, can you think of a more fucking conversation?
Well,
if I have to talk about a boy in football, how awkward's it going to be? That's a conversation you don't want fucking have, is it?
I'll give you my spreadsheet.
What did you do today, mate? Oh, I done. Well, I'll tell you what I done. I went and had a drink with Curbishly, tell him how boy in West Ham are playing. Fucking hell.
Will you take the spreadsheet and show him where he fits in the win ratio order?
No.
Because I sent it to the senior source and he wrote back, interesting.
Yeah. Oh,
well, he probably didn't say it like that. What did he say?
He said interesting.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the accent.
Interesting, Sean. Very interesting. Sorry, I wasn't. I've got a lot on my plate, really. We're down to three presenters now. We're subs, if you don't mind.
I can't believe
it. And I'm doing question time.
Yeah, I thought you were going to do the Elon Musk painting. I would have probably...
I would have had... I had a bad day. Never mind. We'll move on. I'll be more... One day I could just concentrate on work.
Yeah, I could have sold that to Elon.
I'm still sitting here trying to think of a characteristic that I like. I'm struggling.
His Scottishness.
Yeah, I'll go with that. There you go.
I was about to say stubbornness.
Oh, good. Yeah, he is stubborn.
I'm not sure that's a good thing.
No.
Whose flag is better? Sean's more than just a podcast flag, which is, of course, designed by me.
Well, it's not my flag. It's our flag.
Exactly.
More than just a podcast.
Or Len's Moyes out, albeit with creative license, which I went through.
Well, I would say, and the more than just a podcast flag, because it's got a lovely painted picture of
Bobby Moore,
and that artistic genius.
Yeah.
It's great, and it will be in the stadium from the Freiburg game, so I'm really pleased.
Have you seen this flag, Nick?
It's very good indeed. Yeah. Is that your handiwork?
Yeah.
It is his handiwork.
Do you know who owns the original of that painting?
Go on.
Your brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, he doesn't do his copyright. On his shelf.
It's my copyright.
Thank God for that.
I painted it.
I don't want a lawsuit with Karen Booze, I'll get a letter through the cease and desist through from Gary Killington calling
Gary's,
his brother
Gary's
Matt.
Best ever purchase, but do you know why he ended up buying that? Because he loved it. But for some reason, we was walking around the time because that was the original painting.
That's
and he was drunk at that night. He started touching it. I said, what are you doing?
I didn't mind him touching it.
He was running his finger there. Yeah, but then I said,
then you've got to pay for it.
I said, you touch it, you've got to buy it. So he went and bought it. But that is literally, that's his pride and joy, that painting.
It's a good painting. I'm glad he's got it. I see it every time I tune in. Anyhow, right, now Dodsy moves on to his third question. And it looks like about five or six. He's fucking greedy, there's no doubt about it. What is worse, last year's fur kit or this year's home kit with the Where's Wally socks? Well, I'm going to be a little bit controversial, right? And this is the problem with West Ham doing these kits like the season before. I made it quite clear I didn't like the orange on the fur kit because it isn't tradition. But now we've won a competition in it, as a fur kit goes, I want my orange introduced to it, going towards like the yellow ochre for the artists out there, that colour. If you had orange kit as a fur kit, it's not gonna clash with anybody's. But I do like the white kit for the second kit and the classic West Ham kit as the first kit. But now we've won something in orange, I'm a little bit more open for orange to be a regular colour.
Have you now warmed to that kit that you once detested?
No, I ain't. But no. What I'm saying is, only because of the orange, because I just think the moment we saw, you know, the kit come out, we started saying, look, we fancy ourselves to win that European Cup, and the photos are going to be in orange. Dodsy's fucking complaining. I can tell he just sent me a WhatsApp. He's going to be complaining about that picture. But Dodsy, he hasn't got the understanding yet that I don't give a fuck what he thinks. So I'll read that later on. Anyway, I'm still on Dodsy's question. What do you say, Sean? What's worse, the fur kit or this year's own kit?
Which fur kit? The orange one.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that orange one. It's iconic now. We won the final with it, so what? It's iconic. I'm growing to love this one. I like the white one this year better.
The white one is superb.
Yeah, I love the white one. I bought my son. He's just turned 17. I bought him the blue one and the white one, but not the home kit. He didn't want the home kit one, so he don't like it.
It's just a stupid.
So the answer is the orange one is iconic because we won the Europa Conference League with it, and we're champions of Europe. So you'll never sing that. So there you go. That's my answer.
Dodsy wants me to remove the picture of his flag, but the thing is, I must buy the flag I've put up there. Is Dodsy's away day roundup flag because he thinks it's going to cause him problems with his marriage.
Where did you put it?
On the morning, I'll reply to him. Like he thinks a lot of people are going to see it. Our fucking Facebook page.
Yeah.
I won't mind. What am I supposed to do? Right? I'm asking the fucking his question that he's made like longer than War and Peace, and now he wants me to remove the art. What do I do? Should I remove it or not?
Well, what do you say, Nick? Ask Nick.
Nick, should I remove it?
No, because he's just a bit of a pound shop Jeffro, so I think you should leave it up.
There you go, Nick spoke.
What's a pound shop Jeffro?
Well, I'm going to have to reply. I'm too busy reading out your question. Your question. There you go. This is someone else we're going to fucking fall out with, Sean. Found me.
I need to go and search for this Facebook post now. Now you've said that. Hang on.
Right. where are we with regards to last season's barometer that Nigel set up? Are we ahead or behind of last year's
points?
Who
knows?
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
That stopped midway through last season, didn't it?
Andy Dennis used to do it for us, and we sort of fell out with Andy. It's a common theme here, isn't it?
Fucking hell.
Well, what's a common denominator?
It's a common theme, yeah.
It's a common theme.
He's finally got down to his last question. Out of Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and TikTok, what are the 219 channels you can easily avoid when it comes to West Ham? Brady out, Brady out, Brady out.
Brady out. Brady out.
So what are your two channels that you could easily avoid when it comes to West Ham? Oh, Nick, you personally, or
me. Well, I don't do TikTok. I don't do Instagram. I'm doing less and
Instagram
less.
Instagram went on there.
Oh, Instagram went on there. Well, it's Twitter. That's the main one for me. I could do without that.
You'd been there.
Yeah, it's called X, by the way. Now it's
Twitter. You know,
it'll always be Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind. I don't really get. Funny thing is, I think the algorithm doesn't particularly understand me on Twitter too much. And I don't see a lot of the shit that goes on, really. Yeah. So I don't mind it. I'm quite enjoying it.
No, I love Twitter.
It's not Twitter.
Yeah, we made the most of it, didn't we, Sean, me and you?
Yeah,
we,
yeah.
You know.
I do you know what? I use Instagram and TikTok, but not from a West Ham point of view. And I use Facebook even less nowadays. It seems to be sort of dying, Facebook. I also post from Facebook into Insta, but one I don't use at all. Yeah, I use TikTok, I use Insta, I don't use Snapchat, I don't use Be Real, stuff like that, for the youngsters. Don't use Snap. Do you use Be Real or Snap, boys?
Never heard of them.
What, Snapchat? You've not heard of Snapchat?
Oh, I've heard of it, but I don't use it.
Never used Be Real?
No, never heard of it.
Well, Be Real, it takes a picture from your back camera and front camera every day at the same time to Be Real, you know? It's all the rage. Get down with the kids.
That's a bit of you, that is, Sean, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. No, not me. Anyway.
Next up, the soul singing sensation, Michael Levy Jr. Evening, gents. As you know, I'm bringing two of my children to their first West Ham match against Freiburg. I wonder how many children he's got. Anyone know? He just said he's bringing two of them. I want them to be as hooked on West Ham as I was as an 8-year-old, first going to Upton Park. Well, you just kind of said it. You went to Upton Park, Michael. Mm-hmm. I'm just sure. Maybe they'll get hooked at London Stadium, but there's going to be a lot of looking around, I think. I don't think I'm alone in saying the atmosphere at the London Stadium is not the same. I want them to hear the chants and feel the family vibe that I did. Do I have any hope of showing them a better atmosphere on a European night? Well, they like a light show.
Oh, love a light show, don't we?
Well, I don't. Night. But if the kids do...
Yeah, no, I think the Freiburg game will be quite good on the
14th. It feels like more of an event, doesn't it? The European night.
Have you been to some of them, Nick?
Yeah, I've been to a few of them, yeah.
The word you're looking for is affected. It feels more affected. Mm. It's a bit more phony than your usual... Your good old Saturday afternoon. Right. Ask Nick if I'm getting a tea bag in Moy's out mug when he's back.
He is, yeah.
Oh, he is.
I've heard about these mugs, but don't watch. Tell me about the mugs.
The mugs was as it says. Just take up, and I've been running. I basically, because I've stood firm even throughout the start of this season when everyone was losing their minds because we beat Brighton and Chelsea. That was when I started doing the teabagging Moyes out mugs because that's how defiant I am. I was kind of I was falling out with people, so I created those just to be even more of an arsehole, to be quite honest. And yeah, they've been very popular, and we give them away now as prizes. So
did you were selling a mug first of all, weren't you?
Yeah, we sold a batch of them, but I don't want to do that again.
That was harder than what you fucking think, wasn't it? In the fulfillment of that.
Honestly, never again. I'm never doing that again. Apart from the fact they're mugs, so the amount that got returned broken.
What were you thinking? The moment I saw you do it, I thought to myself, oh, he's bit off so much more than he can chew there.
Well, I didn't realise the interest there was going to be, though, Len.
You got a YouTube channel and people ain't boys. And you got a cup.
I know. So, but yes, yeah, so I have got some, and we gave away five on the Sunday night show, but Michael texted in yesterday. So, yes, we are going to, we are putting one aside.
Michael wants your art, but Dodsy wants me to stop my art. He wants me to remove my wonderful drawings of him.
Not acceptable. Not acceptable.
No, it's a bit ungrateful, Dodsy, really. Yeah. I'll do all this art for you, you know, and, you know, you say remove it, you're causing problems to my marriage.
You're going to get accused of bullying him, you know.
Well, now the other one's not around to to get accused for it. Maybe Dodsey should look at himself, really. He wants the attention until he gets the fucking attention. Anywho, you got me doing it now.
Yeah, but on a, I must admit, on our little WhatsApp group we've got, he does play the victim card an awful lot.
Oh, he's just a fucking strange man. He does play the victim card.
Oh, he's still in your group. I remember the days of being in a WhatsApp group with you. It was hilarious because people would leave every day. You know, if it wasn't you, you'd left about 14 times. Gary left, John left. Nigel, you know,
we've settled down now. It's all settled down.
How many times? You don't even leave.
No, not anymore. No.
Yeah,
no,
sometimes. You know the original 6'2" group? Me and Dodsey are still in there on our own.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yeah. The one all of you are in. Yeah. Just us two. We had like 10 people in it one time.
Yeah, we've been through quite a few.
Anyway.
And Michael had Sean. I want to take my kids to a stadium tour when I'm back.
Yeah.
Do you know a man that knows a man?
Yeah, of course I do. What's he want? Who's that? Michael Levy Jr.?
Yes.
Oh, message me, Michael, and I'll sort you out.
There you go, everyone. We're on a stadium tour. The Sean, who denied the free upgrade, might help you out. if you're a regular listener.
Look, no, I don't know about everybody, right? But
well, if you help Michael out,
yeah,
I can't win here.
Have you been on one?
Can't win.
Have you been on one, Nick?
What's honest? No, we've got no interest.
Have you not? It's really good. I did Alvin Martin's one, and I did. I've done it a few times. I did the Alvin Martin one. I think I did a Tony Cotty one, and I did a normal one as well. So I've done it three times.
I don't like the stadium.
Never knowingly paid.
I don't like the stadium enough. But no, going back to Michael's point as well, I mean, that is what, because Michael was saying on our show on Sunday night, I'm sure it was Michael, he said he's bringing his kids to their first game and he wants them to enjoy it, because the experience that I've just had, bearing in mind Ben, my son, I've got two boys, one's 19, Lee's 19 and Ben's 14. Ben's been a season ticket holder since he was two, so he had plenty of years over Upton Park, and he's football obsessed, plays football, watches football. First time I've ever known him say at a game the other day that we went to, the game at the weekend, he said that I don't want to go anymore. One more.
Oh, that's damning, that, Sean. Where'd that, you, how'd you come that, back that, with that one? That,
well,
that
I think upsetting. He's been, you know.
That was upsetting.
I suppose.
You're going to blame me, but I'm completely different at a game. I don't moan when I'm at a game.
You know, I talked about in the last podcast, crazy people don't know they're crazy. It's like joining a cult, right? Sometimes you don't know you're in a cult until...
Like you don't know you're in a cult.
So, you know, they go, oh, am I in a cult? You know? So, it's in the cult of Nick Killerton. I think.
Yeah. No. But it's the first time he said it. It was upsetting, really. And
I get that, and I'm not going to be too flippant, but you know, they pick up things from their parents. Yeah. You can't say that you, as his parent and the role model, he can't pick up those vibes of the irrational hatred of David Moyes don't come across.
No, my son disagrees with me on a daily basis. He's a little bit like me, so I wouldn't say he's entirely affected. But he watches football. It's like sometimes we'll disagree on a game.
My son has never said anything about David Moyes. He don't listen to this podcast. I was saying to him, you know, and he always wants to stay to the end. And, you know, we had a party to go to, and I said, should we leave a few minutes early? And he went, no, absolutely not. You know. He says, no, we're staying to the end.
Yeah, because he's never left early and he's still a young man. Starts doing it now. I mean, you just went right round in a circle. You talked about a father's influence and then you say, should we leave the football?
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, Sean, fucking him.
He keeps you on the straight and narrow, though.
Yeah, well, back to Michael's question. Yeah. Some of you Emmas, get your asses to my shows in Loughton. Sorry for the long question.
When is it?
I'll go to one.
He hasn't. Well,
he
I suppose
he
might be in.
Before.
He did, but I think he's been and gone back since. But he shouldn't apologise for a long question. He needs to apologise for his lack of Brady out. Really.
Yes.
Anyway, here's someone who won't let me down on a Brady out. Super Chrissy Mills. Evening all. Terrible match and appalling day out yesterday. Just awful and utterly depressing from start to finish. Two questions. Question for Sean. Does the Senior Souls ever say that he feels thoroughly embarrassed by the shit stadium, especially with all the empty white seats? Every match and every away team singing, "You sold your soul for this shithole." Do you know if he feels embarrassed by it, Sean?
Who?
Sullivan.
No! Don't be ridiculous. What a really ridiculous thing.
He's not embarrassed by the stadium?
One, the sound don't carry. One, and you'll know this, Nick, the sound doesn't carry to the director's box, right? And two, it's not, you know, he would, they're just oblivious to...
Guys, can I leave you for 5 minutes and then come back?
Is that all right? Of course.
I've got to go and sort something out. Give us 5 minutes.
All right.
They're completely oblivious to what people, and they don't understand, you know, where people go, "Oh, I've got a problem with the stadium." But we've done so much. You know, it's one of the biggest stadiums in... So no, short answer is no.
Right. He's got a question for Nick. So you're going to have to answer it,
Sean. All right, I'll do it.
Question for Nick or Sean. Did you ever go through with the Moyesire t-shirt and sing 10 more years David Moyes after you beat Arsenal? I think we have to go back to that one because
that's not one I can answer for him.
I don't think I've seen it either. Anyway.
What is that, what he said?
Nick's done a... show
which we don't watch.
A bet.
You watch his shows.
Yeah, I did. I'm trying to tell you what happened.
Okay, good.
He said he'd done a bet that I think it was Nicky Hawkins that he'd done the bet with.
Oh, that, really?
I think so.
I haven't talked to Nicky in years.
That if Moyes beat Arsenal, he'd wear the shirt and sing 10 more years David Moyes. But I think he might be waiting for the shirt. I don't know if Nick was giving them in the shirt or what. He'll clear it up. Meanwhile, should I leave Dodds's picture up there or bring it down?
No, bring it down. That's not upsetting. We've lost
not
enough.
Fucking upsetting him. I mean, he walks right into it all the time. Oh, no. He knows
but
it's about.
You know, he's a big boy and he can take it. But
I fucking wish he would take it.
But it's Penny, you know, and his children.
Fuck's sake, it's a fucking drawing.
How
can I upset so many people with drawings? All my fucking life I've upset people with drawings.
Then maybe it's a little bit too near to the truth, mate.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
That's a fucking drawing.
I know, but, you know, what do they say? What's the saying?
What one?
You've hit the nail, not the, you hit
the
nail,
on the head.
Yeah, yeah.
See, obviously, if it wasn't true, this prostitute thing, he won't get the arse out about it, would he?
No.
Guilty conscience, that is. Well, I've removed it, Dodsy.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
Well done. It's the right thing to do.
Lack of sense of humour, that is.
It's the right thing to do.
What?
Dog drama, over.
You're saying it's the right thing to do, you mean censorship of art is the right thing to do?
Oh, no, no.
Fucking hell.
It shouldn't be.
Well, that's what it is.
You're right. I fully support freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Dodsy
puts his fucking videos up, no one wants to fucking see. I'll do a bit of A1R. Tell him, take it down. I'll get offended. Ooh. It's a fucking drawing.
Well, you know what we got? We got a question from Gary Killington. Anyway, you got a question, Nick, while you were
Yeah, you did. It was from Super Chrissy Mills.
Go on, then.
Question for Nick. Did you ever go through with a Moyesire t-shirt and sing 10 more years David Moyes after we beat Arsenal? I think I must have missed it, if so. Brady out.
Never went through with it.
What happened?
I messaged, and I put a tweet on Twitter as well. I messaged Nicky Hawkins and Dan Lawless. It was Nicky that I had the agreement with. And I messaged him, sent me address, said that I'd pay for the t-shirt as well. But
are you mates
with
Nicky and Dan?
I've spoken to him a couple of times, but I wouldn't say mates. I like him. They're nice guys, but I don't know whether he just kind of felt sorry for me, didn't want to put me through it, or I don't know. But
so I did send it
to him. I sent a couple of messages, but no, I can't. I don't know where else to buy a Moyes in t-shirt. Where do you buy one?
Fuck knows. Someone's made one.
I know.
I'll see if I can sort something out for you, Nick.
I will still fulfill it. If you can find me one, I'll do it.
Okay.
I will do.
We could probably do that, couldn't we?
Probably. Ian Gravett. Evening, gents. I hope you're well. We're in a bit of a slump of form, aren't we? What with the two of the best players being played out of position on the wing. Been reading that Stuyden recommending that the players are able to use their phones at half time. Is this true?
Oh, that sounds absolutely.
Ian, tell us where you read this.
That sounds mental. Do you know what that sounds like? That sounds like, do you know the crazy Moyes in circle that now blame Tim Stuyten for everything? That's come from like a KUMB forum somewhere.
Yeah.
That's where that's come from. Everything that goes wrong now is Tim Stuyten's fault.
If so, it would explain why we switch off for the first 15 minutes just after last time.
No.
Maybe they think to themselves, I should have done that on Angry Birds.
What do you think? Right. They check social media to see what grief they're getting from the fan base. Oh, yeah.
They fuck about on Golf Clash, don't they?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
I was playing at the stadium the other day.
Was ya? Well, yeah. You know, you need to keep yourself entertained.
If you can get a signal, that is.
I actually did get a signal in there as well. Must be because I was in the posh
section. I use EE. I've got two different networks on my phone. One is EE, one Vodafone. I've got two different SIM cards on my phone, so I always find EE works, Vodafone
doesn't.
Yeah, I
never struggle with EE. It's always good.
Anyway,
Ian carries on. Why is it that Moyes never actually realises that if you attack more and went for a second goal, then you'd have a better chance of winning, rather than putting everyone back into our area and expecting the players to run? Brady out.
Brady out.
I agree with him there. Why doesn't he attack more for a second goal?
Oh, I don't know. It's just not his way. He's kind of. Do you know what? I think with David Moyes, I'm always left with more questions than answers.
Yeah.
I am. There's so many things that you can pick apart with. Even a victory. Like the four victories that we've had, you know, we scraped them, you know, and we've got the ability to really kind of take teams apart. And we just, I don't know. I wouldn't like to get inside the head of the man because it would be quite scary, I think.
By the way, if you want a game to play while you're bored at the stadium, AFPS Airplane Flight Simulator. It's a really cool app.
Is it good? Right?
Yeah, you fly planes, and then as you get, you can. It's just one of those mobile apps that you never go back. It's a bit like your first time you play Tetris or Candy Crush, or you know.
And that's what you play when you're sitting in a London stadium.
Dodds has sent me another fucking message.
Here we go.
He's faked us for taking it down, right? And but this is fucking funny. I'll explain. Thank you, mate. I'll explain the next time we meet. It's a very similar situation to Nigel. We don't even know what the fucking situation is with Nigel. What's that got to do with that? What, the drawing I put up?
Ooh.
I think it's you and Sean and Nick who have upset Nigel, by the sounds of it.
I haven't upset
him. I upset everybody all the time. It's nothing
new.
Yeah,
I know. But why is Nigel upset this time?
I don't know. He says he is.
Dodsy knows, apparently. It's got something to do with prostitutes, by the looks of it. This is fucking confusing. I should read one thing at once and just try and concentrate. It's tough being part of the West End.
We call him, Len, in our group. We call him Wurzel Bummage in our group.
Really?
Yeah.
Pays the extra, does he? Poor old Dodsy. He asked for it. Fuck it. Anyway, next up, AI Sean. He can take a joke and fuck it, AI Sean. AAP gents, Brady out. That's your line, Nick?
Brady out.
That's it. TSC, we won, but it was a hard watch yet again. Thank you again, Thomas. Palace, I thought about watching paint dry until the 85 minutes of the match and then turn on the TV just in time for Souček to rescue us. It's underrated watching paint dry, you know. Alas, I decided to give Moyes Ball another chance and watch the whole match and ruined yet another afternoon. Questions, three of them. One, how many kebabs did Sean have?
Zero. That was my son who had a kebab.
He likes that kebab, doesn't he?
He does like those kebabs.
Was it a good kebab?
Well, do you know what? I had one when John and George had one at the other Europa League. It was all right. It was nothing special, not a proper kebab, as I would call it. But my son loves it, and he asked for another one. We took a picture. It's just been tweeted by Footystagram and got like 500,000 views.
Oh, bloody
hell. And 79% of them have said Scran. It's Scran.
Yeah.
It looks quite good. I don't know if it tastes as good as it looks. And there's something wrong having a cheese sauce and a mayonnaise on it as well. I mean, if you're going to have my kebab, if I'm going to have a kebab, I have a chicken shish. You have garlic mayo on it, right? You know, and none of this cheese sauce and the stuff they put on. But do you know what? Compared to other food sold at the London Stadium, it doesn't look that bad.
We don't ever eat at the London Stadium. We've got a bit of a ritual now. Certainly we have done the last few times. We come out the stadium, go down to Kelly's, down to Roman Road.
Oh, right.
That's what
okay.
we do after the game. Go and get
well,
some
Well, you know there's a baker chain called Greg's.
Yeah, he's heard of them.
Have you?
Yes,
everyone.
Right.
Yeah, everyone's heard of them.
How have they? Haven't
they got many in Surrey?
No. I mean, we have local bakers, you know. Mr. Smith has run sort of the bakery in Thamesdittan for, I don't know, the last 30 years. He'd do a lovely, lovely tiger loaf. And olive bread, like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, I like olive bread.
Oh, love a bit of olive bread. But no, there's no Greggs in Thamesdittan. But they have one in Stratford. And at Canary Wharf, and they sell
You're
food
still
really
talking
cheap.
About Greggs.
Greggs, yeah. Greggs are everywhere. They're everywhere.
I know,
right? Fuck's sake, Sean.
They do like vegetarian sausage things. What are they called? Sausage.
Vegan sausage rolls.
Rolls. Sausage
Vegan
rolls.
Vegan sausage rolls.
Yeah, vegetarian sausage rolls.
Right.
I don't know who Mr. Greg is, but he's done a good job in selling cheap food.
Is the not the club? Is the proposed increase in the stadium capacity anything to do with the size of Sean and his new flag?
No. As I mentioned on episode 20, this is episode 21, it's more to do with a prospectus by Rothschild to sell shares from the Gold family.
That's an Iron Maiden song, Rothschild. I think they're called the Rothschilds.
Yeah, Rothschilds, you're right. It is them advising the Golds to sell shares, isn't it?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. Anywho.
And what should Moyes do to the players at half-time to stop us conceding early in the second half?
Give them their mobiles?
let someone else do the team talk. I mean, what exactly do you... Len, what... Because we've all seen it. What do you think actually happens at half-time?
I think he reminds them and drills it into them to stay in position. And meanwhile, in the other dressing room, the manager's saying, look, we know their positions now. We know, you know, we know what they're going to do. Go down the left-hand side where Four Nails is and we'll score. And it happens every time. I think it is that simple.
Opposition managers of Ted Lasso and they do the whole leave.
They absolutely know that West Ham are going to hold their shape and do little. Although we did have a goal disallowed, didn't we?
Mm, we did early on.
Rightly so, really.
Nick, did you watch Ted Lasso?
I did.
Yeah? Did you enjoy it?
I didn't mind it, to be honest, yeah.
Do you think it was good for the West Ham brand?
I imagine it was worldwide.
John. Yeah, it was. What do you mean, fuck off? It's a you. Someone worked in advertising
it's a fucking,
all their life.
Yeah, I know
it's
that, Sean.
Question to ask about brand. Of you, of all people, to talk about brand without you telling it all.
So, what about the firm then on BBC? That's a worldwide channel, not fucking Apple TV.
Well, do you know what? And there was a story that West Ham's brand grew more from Green Street, the film in America, than anything else.
Well, that really? Might be the so, but that doesn't true. That doesn't mean to say that. A brand growing, there's no unit to measure growth. It just one day no one gives a fuck. Suddenly we're on a TV program. That's not
to say out a lot.
That is not brain growth.
It's growing. We're the fastest growing Premier League brand in America.
You can't say we're the fastest growing.
Well, she did.
Who said that?
The person you say to go out.
Because she's the fucking prick coming out with things like that. She only says things like that to blow her own trumpet.
You're getting your pronouns wrong.
No, I don't give a fucking shit. Just you, so you say. Anyway.
How did it come about, though? You know, like with Ted Lasso, because obviously you had the actual...
Everyone's got things better to do is probably how it came about.
No, they approached West Ham.
But the whole place was set at Selhurst Park, and they didn't... Crystal Palace didn't use their name. They were called Richmond. Yeah. That was a club. So how did West Ham sort of get their name?
Someone from Apple TV, and you know, we got paid $150,000 to use the brand. And I did say to a certain person, I said, you know, making West Ham out to be a villain. And we just talked about this last week. And she went, yeah, who was right, who was wrong? And I went, yeah, all right, fair enough. You know, it did work in the end.
Has it worked, you fucking bellend?
Yes,
what do we fucking get out of it? Don't win a fucking cup for it.
Ding, here we go.
Don't fucking encourage these fucking people. They talk fucking shit. If they knew anything about brands, they wouldn't be working at a fucking football club in East London. Next up, Ian Wiley. Hi, lads. Nice to see Nick as a guest. Well, you can't see him, but you can hear him. Which is good. With the ball trying to increase the capacity to 68 over the next few years, I personally can't see it making a difference to the atmosphere. It would be worse.
And a bit I didn't mention earlier on the last episode is, I'm pretty sure the LLDC, just heard this through a source that I can't mention, but a source close to LLDC said, permission is unlikely to be granted unless West Ham pay contributions to upgrading the station.
Oh, that's never going to happen.
Nah.
And also, obviously, interestingly, the whole sphere is up in front of Michael Gove, ex-Surrey MP friend of mine.
Yes, because Mr. Khan kicked it out, didn't
he? Mr. Khan kicked it out, and it's now going to Michael Gove. I met Michael Gove.
It is going to be a fucking eyesore, though, isn't it? I mean, how can you have a big, massive light bulb installed over there? Imagine if he was living over there.
It's good for the economy, though, isn't it, Nick?
I don't know if he was living around the area.
Yeah, but I don't live there. I'm never going to live in Stratford, so, you know.
Have you seen the one in Vegas?
I have seen. I've not been to Vegas, but since it's been installed, I've seen pictures of it.
I can't picture it.
I can.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got that great big ABBA thing. I mean, what's the difference?
This is a bit more of a statement structure, though, I think, this one. It's a huge LED TV, a round one.
Yeah, I know.
Massive, massive dome.
I would say go for it, personally. Only because I don't get on with Sadiq Khan, and I just take the opposite position to him.
It'll be good for the area, because it's Madison Square Gardens Group, isn't it? MSG.
Yeah.
And they've apparently committed to doing a load of work around the infrastructure for travel and stuff like that, which would benefit us.
Well, also, I don't know if you know, but ABBA was supposed to shut next year, but they've extended for another 2 years. It's been that successful. So if you're an ABBA fan and you haven't managed to see ABBA Voyage, whatever it's called, with holograms, they've extended for another 2 years. Get your tickets now.
Never been to see it. Have you been to see it?
I haven't, but maybe I'll take the missus for a Christmas present or something. Have you calmed down now, Len?
No, because fucking Dodds is on the phone now talking about his mental health.
Oh, God.
He thinks censorship of my art is a small price to pay for his mental health. His fucking mental health. Fucking, honestly. You're asking to be called a cunt, Dodds. You really are.
Does he not know you're podding? Does he not know you're podding at the moment?
He's poor fucking questioning. Yeah.
Yeah, he does know. He has. He's retired, so he doesn't have much of a life, bless him. He just got football.
All I've done is draw. To be about his mental health, I've just drawn him slipping in one, right? How's that going to do your mental health in? Fucking, I didn't even charge him.
No, you didn't, did you?
Fucking ungrateful he is. Anyway, back to Ian Wiley. The Seville match proved it can be fucking... Now, see? He's got my arsehole and he's ruining my fucking game now. I'm trying to read out Ian's question.
Block him. Turn your phone off.
The Seville match proved it would be fantastic, but it's a rarity. So what would you guys do to improve the atmosphere? You can't include a full rebuild. Come on, you Irons.
I'll bring back the Hammerettes.
That'd be daft. You can't do that.
I think it's very simple. Look at Spurs for the last 3 years before Postecoglou came in.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
They were dead. That stadium was dead with the pragmatic football. It was awful. So, because I know a couple of blokes who go over there. So with Mourinho and Conte, it was dreadful. Get in an exciting manager that plays an exciting brand of football. Hey presto, you've got an engaged fan base.
Do you agree with that, Sean?
Entertain the fans.
I don't think you can do things. I mean, this whole quizzes and...
Quizzes? It's just fucking come up. You said he'd bring a manager in to play in the phone for him. And you want to play Trivial Pursuit.
I'm just saying, you can't entertain but with the players on the pitch, right? So it is about the football, isn't it?
It's about the football. Yeah.
You can't dress it up any other way. And I agree with Nick.
The match day experience is awful, okay? We'll all agree with that. You know, getting over there, going through, we've got the longest security checks in the world, you know, both in and out of the stadium. It's a bloody nightmare. Getting into the stadium can be grief. The view's fine, but the acoustics in the place are terrible. The atmosphere is not great. But all of that would be forgotten, I think. I think that would all be irrelevant if we were going there to watch a good football team, to enjoy the football. It would all be worthwhile. You'd leave, you'd find, you'd pay for the beer, you'd drink the beer. It'd be absolutely fine. You wouldn't moan about it if you was getting value for money. But when you wrap it all up, you've got all of those negatives that you've got associated to that match day experience and turgid football. It turns it into a crap experience of a day. It does.
There you go.
That's my opinion.
There you go. Next up, Gary Armour. Evening, chaps. Any chance the club may give us more comfortable seats so I can actually sleep through this boring drivel?
No.
That Dino Moyes is serving up. At least Sheffield United fans go to watch Burnley play some decent football at the weekend. Brady out.
Brady out.
Nick? Well done. Next up, Baron Dawson. He's a new one. Good to see the bald stooge in Serbia. That's not you, Nige. He must mean Dodsey. After the other week, him sticking up for Brady.
Oh, there you
that's
go.
What he probably means.
I wasn't in Serbia.
Nah.
Dodsey stuck up for Brady?
Yeah, disgusting it was.
You can't be doing that.
He must have got lucky again in the ballot like that Dolly Bird did on social media. That's your mate he's talking about, Nick. That's your friend he's talking about.
Oh, the person you stuck up for.
Yeah. I don't like bullying.
I don't really care if she goes to games.
I don't see why people got so excited. Who cares? Look, listen, I haven't got If somebody offered me a ticket, I'd go.
Yeah, look, there are ways and means. When I went to Frankfurt semi-final, there were plenty of people that were at that semi-final that I won't name that are well-known that got tickets, right? And they didn't have enough points. But, you know, you don't call people out. I mean, and in the same way, you know, on the whole, even though a lot of people didn't call me out in Frankfurt.
This young lady in question... The person that called her out, I've said it to Nick. It's not the fans that called her out. It's someone else working in the media that called her out. And I saw who it was. But that's what people like in the media.
It wasn't that, Len. It was the pylon that came on.
Yeah, well, the course it is, because it was presented in a certain way to sort of think themselves that she doesn't deserve it. I thought I wouldn't have my enemy fucking... deserve that going to that place and watching that shit.
No.
So
I think that's all. That's what I don't like about social media and Twitter. It's all people need is a clip or a sentence or anything, and people just, they're like packs of wolves on that platform, especially on Twitter.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They really do pile in. Yeah. Nice.
But some people they know what they're doing. You know. Anyway. Sean, what did the senior source dislike the most from yesterday? Was it the latest turgid performance, or was it finally having to settle up with Palace and pay for the catastrophic damage caused by the bald stooge to the Sellers Park turnstile earlier this year? It must be Dodds he's talking about.
You didn't go to
Palace, did you?
No.
That's Dodsy. Dolly Bird's in. Brady out.
I haven't spoken to the senior source today, so I wouldn't know.
Next up.
Are you not allowed to just name the senior source by name?
No. Because the
you may as well.
Yeah, I know.
You're desperately embarrassed, Nick.
Look, Nick, the thing is, right, if a source is off the record, everybody knows who the senior source is. But
course,
you don't, even when I talk to the club, right, I don't say, this person told me, I say the senior source. It's code. We all know it's code. But you don't, you know, if I name check someone, I get, that gets quoted in the copy. You know, there are plenty of people, if I say something on Twitter, or I say something on the podcast, will quote me, right, and the content goes places. But if I say senior source, they can't quote me. The person doesn't want to be a rent-a-mouth, so therefore, it's not on the record.
Is it definitely the senior source that you're talking to? He's not like talking
through like a filter or something like that.
He's not doing anything like that, is he?
No.
When you're talking to him.
No.
He's had a little investment, hasn't he?
I like that.
I'm old school. I just pull it out of nowhere. Yeah. He's got all the electric.
I know that. I like that.
Fine. Next up is Hick Chedurchi, who I believe is an OG, isn't he?
Yeah.
With all the negativity towards Moyes, how would you three set up the team versus Spurs to get the best out of the squad and play some progressive football? I don't know the answer.
No, I don't know. Nick would have to do this because I'm not a tactician.
Nick, how would you? Tottenham?
Against Tottenham, I would probably play in a similar way to... Do you remember when we played the Arsenal game in the EFL Cup?
Yeah.
So I would play with Mavropanos and Aguero at the back. I'd play them higher because they've got recovery pace. Both of those players can match Son for speed. They can. So we can play them a little bit higher, compress the field of play. I'd play a central midfield of... I would put Suchik in there with Alvarez and Paqueta and just get them to press and basically get in their faces because they're going to try and bully us. I'd have the buzzy players up front. You'd have your Caduceus, your Bowens and players like that. That's what I would do. But it would be, rather than sitting in shape and playing long ball, it's more about how you would play. And I would play a pressing game aggressively, get in their faces. They like to be on the ball. Don't let them have the ball. That's what I would do.
Hick has asked also, as a supplementary question to that, how many of those not starting do you really think should be starting? You might as well answer
it,
Nick.
It's a good question.
Again, for me... I've said this before. I think it all comes down to... I think Cornet probably deserves some minutes now.
Yeah, maybe.
Has he got a problem, though?
No, I think Moyes has got the problem.
Well, you say that. He's got previous. And I want to be careful what I say, because I don't want to say something that's not true. But, you know, this calf problem was a rare condition that specialists had not seen before. I believe he trained specially to manage that condition. So, is he the same player?
Well, he looked like he was. Yeah, we had a glimpse.
Well, we had a glimpse of him, but is in short bursts. A bit like Lanzini was never the same player after he had the injury.
It comes down to favouritism with Moyes, Sean. It really does.
Do you really think so? My information is he was set to go to Everton, and Everton asked, as you may know in circles of when we're doing a transfer, they asked for the medical records to be sent over in advance of making a bid, and it's normal practice. And they looked at the medical records and they decided not to pursue that transfer. Now, again, I don't know what that means, because I wouldn't make any accusations, but I just wonder whether he's fully recovered from that calf injury that kept him out for so long.
It could be, but like for me, I think the whole issue does surround, people talk about, you know, what shape should we play? What selection? It doesn't matter what you do if the plan is going to be the same. Sit there, deep, static, don't press, and just let the team come onto you. It just doesn't matter what players you put on the pitch. What matters is playing in a more effective way. And the thing that is so frustrating this season, I've been saying for so long that we could play the way that we played against Arsenal. We all saw it. That second half was phenomenal, the way that we played against them. We pegged them back, even when they brought on Rice, Odegaard, all of those players, it made no difference. We was getting in their faces and we was ruffling them, and they didn't like it, because these teams like to be on the ball. So don't let them be on the ball. Bully them. Get in their faces. And we don't do that enough. We don't. We're not aggressive enough, in my opinion.
Hick, sorry, Sean.
Yeah.
Did you answer that question about who do you think should be playing that isn't?
I don't know if I'm the right person to say that. If I look at people on the bench, I mean, I can't remember. Benny didn't start, did he? I mean, who is there apart from Mbama?
I would have played Mbama. I would have played Mbama down the middle, and I would have played Bowen on the right wing, and I would have played Kudus on the left wing. That's what I'd have done. And I would have dropped Souček. I'd have put Paqueta in the middle, and then there's your problem solved. The whole
Who made Souček captain?
The whole issue that we've got and that we've had for the last 18 months to 2 years is the fact that we're squeezing Souček into that team, and other people have to make way for him.
Yeah, but he scored most of our goals lately. I'm just going to have a look who's on the bench, right?
Yeah.
So we had Fornals, who came on, Cornet, as you say, Ings, Obonna, Benrahma, Kera, Mbama. So you're not going to bring on Kera. Benny's too hit and miss for me. So
I would generally miss, if you ask me.
Cornet, and you've heard what I've said about Cornet, was the only real effective attacking person.
Look at what Mbama did when he came on, when we brought the pair on against Burnley. You know, the difference that he made, Mbama. You know, he was completely different. So that is a player that you bring on, because he's a striker.
I would have bought him on. You're right. I would have bought him on.
Bowen is not a striker. When you play him central, you're getting half a Bowen. He's a winger. So you put him up against big, burly defenders that play defensively, he's going to get bullied, unfortunately. It's just the way it is. He hasn't got a striker's movement. When we got the goal, the first goal against Burnley, that was Mbama's movement. That was him making that striker's run to the near post. I know he didn't get the goal, but do you know what I mean? And I think you just missed that. You need a striker, and we've got one there. It might not be a world beater yet. And the other question that I've got, Sean, is why is it okay and acceptable to go out and spend 30 or 40 million on a foreign import and then accept that it's going to take about 6 months for him to come into the team and get up to Premier League standard?
It's not.
Well, it is, because it was for Paqueta when he came in, and it is for other players. Hmm. But what I'm saying is, why is that not afforded to young players that are showing a bit of promise? I'll tell you what, we'll give him a run of games. Let's see how he develops.
I do get that, but I do see that, with the exception of one or two managers, it is hard to break through from the academy. You know? With maybe Brighton being the exception. What club regularly produces strikers, and we're talking strikers that go straight into the first team without cutting their teeth first in a season in the Championship. And if you ask me, if I was, and I know with Mbama hasn't signed a contract, doesn't want to sign a contract, and could leave for nothing, I would have put him out on loan this season and got him scoring for fun in the Championship and then brought him into the team that way.
Yeah.
I agree with you now, but I think he should have been used.
He should have been used.
Anywho.
In our situation, he should have been used.
Yeah. We don't have a striker.
No.
He scores goals for fun in the FA Youth Cup. In what time in West Ham's history did we not put that fucking player in?
Yeah.
We did. Anyway. How, sorry, and still on Hick. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Hick. I also understand everyone's frustration with the lack of substitution on Sunday, but if you look at the way we played, the most obvious change to be made in the personnel during the game would have been to substitute Paqueta, who must have given the ball away 20 times.
I absolutely agree. 100%.
Would you have been brave enough to make the change? And who would you have subbed on? Brady and Sullivan out. Nick, Brady out.
Brady out. I wouldn't have subbed Paqueta off. I know a lot of people have got the ump with him at the moment. I don't like his theatrics.
Who would you put on for Paqueta?
It's where I would have put Paqueta. I would have put Paqueta in the middle, but I wouldn't take him off. I wouldn't take him off. No way.
I know he's not the same, is he?
He's not the same as he was at the start of the season or at the end of last season. But that does all correspond to the fact that he has been moved out into that position where David Moyes sends players to die, out on the left wing. You've got Fornals, you've got Vlasic, you've got Benrahma, and now you've got Paqueta. It's no coincidence that players do kind of... No one thrives out there.
No, I've had enough.
Yeah, that's right. Because if he's going to meet Crazy Nick's conspiracy theory and his anti-Moyes agenda, it's got to be that reason.
He sent him out there to die, Sean.
Yeah, of course, Nick. Yeah. You got that silver foil hat, mate. And
no one's going to be paying the $80 million for him at the moment, the way that he's playing.
Oh, yeah. Cool. True story, bro.
Next up.
Cool.
Robert Parrish. As silky as his skills are, do you think of Paqueta throwing himself to the ground all the time? What do you think of it?
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is embarrassing.
It is irritating. I don't like it.
And I am considering drawing a picture of Paqueta diving about after I've done another one of Dodsey. I find it embarrassing, and we have to play with 10 men while he sulks or fakes an injury, I imagine. Surely Moyes should have a word. Brady out. Nick, come on with the Brady out.
Brady out. Sorry. I'm listening to your question and thinking of the answer.
Yeah, I know you are. It's tough, isn't it? You got to start being a bagpipe player.
You got to read the question.
It's
tough when you get to this sort of 3-hour point and you start losing attention.
Yeah.
I know, and then Dodsy's
texting you for attention.
No, we're not on a three-hour point.
But Len, have we arrived at the stage at West Ham now, which I think we have, when most clubs, even if you look at like the England team when Rooney was in the team, you know, when the team ain't doing well, everyone focuses on the talisman and they target him and they blame him because he's a superstar. When the team ain't playing well, I think the fans generally look at the best players, the better players, and they blame them. I think that's what happens generally. I think it does. And I think that's what's happening with Paqueta a little bit. I still think even when he looks like he's playing crap, the guy, he's I know he goes down a lot, but he's battling all the time. I mean, his ball recoveries are amazing. He loves a tussle. I think he is he's a hard-working player. He's pretty much a complete midfielder. If he could just cut that crap out of his game, it would be great. I don't think he will, but I do. Don't you think though? We're just kind of. I think West Ham fans look to blame the big guy in the team for not winning the game by himself. Because that's what we're reliant on. We're reliant on individual brilliance to win us games.
Yeah, I agree. We're relying on a certain amount of individual brilliance or Souček. But, yeah, I don't know. Must admit, I ain't got much more of appetite for fucking Moyes than this brand of football anyway.
No, it's so dull.
Yeah, nor was our next questionnaire, which is Father Chris Kinch. Oh. He's not a big fan of Moyes. Evening all, no question, so I'll take a yellow card to say thanks as always for the podcast. That doesn't get
God
you a
bless
link,
you.
Yellow
God
card,
bless you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
God bless you,
thanks. Thanks to just saying hello. Oh. Talking yellow cards though, next up's Adam Leverborough.
Oh.
Hi lads, hope all is well. What are your thoughts on the stadium expansion going to 68,000? What improvements would you like to make? Knocking it down isn't an option.
Well, as I said, this is a nothing story on the last episode. It ain't going to happen anytime soon.
Right.
So, sorry.
Okay. He says, keep up the good work. He must... I don't know what he means. P.S. I do watch Clout and Booze, and it definitely gets mixed views by others, but I always like to hear fans' opinion on both sides.
That's a sort of nice insult. I don't agree with you, but I accept in this world there's different opinions.
It does have different opinions, though.
I think that's right. It is good to hear different opinions.
Yeah, I've never said that. We live in a democracy.
Yeah.
That's why I believe in Elon Musk when he said to Disney last week, go fuck yourself.
I love that.
I love that. And, you know, he bought Twitter for $44 billion. And now, if he says something he doesn't like, you know, I listen to all kinds of things, right? We talk about conspiracy theories. I sometimes listen to Joe Rogan podcast.
Great podcast.
Right? And some of the stuff he says in his guests, I think is completely potty, absolute potty. But you know what? You have to be informed. I like to hear all of these.
He is the most talented interviewer around.
He is, actually. He's great.
100%.
Great entertainer.
He really is.
But he's some of his guests are as mad as frogs. I'm sorry, but they are as mad as frogs.
Are you talking about Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you watch that long enough, every sort of guest contradicts another one.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, you don't know if to eat just meat or no meat at all.
He got on, talking about podcasts and us, he got on Elon Musk at the end of, on Halloween, on the end of October, and they ordered pizza, and they proceeded to eat pizza with their mouths full. Like, really, I mean, we get complaints when we used to eat, but they were fully eating pizza. And you just think, yeah, he can get away with anything, you know? Bless him. We're not quite up to his standards. We don't get $200 million a year for our podcast. Anyway, anywho, we get on. There's two Clown Booze boys in these questions. Have you seen that?
There's two Clown Booze boys?
Is John Osborne one of yours?
Yep, yeah, that's Virgil, yeah.
I haven't got down to him yet.
All right, okay.
Next up is Fenner's Fenton.
Oh, yeah.
You know him, do you? Do I know him? That game is a bill.
I know Fenner's Fenton.
The name is
When I say I know him, he's...
Hello, guys. Are we all bored by Moyes Ball? Yes.
Yes.
That isn't just that
I would
question.
Even agree on that, yeah.
Do you all think whoever we play up top would just be starved of service and frustrated?
There's a possibility.
Yes.
Yes. Quiz.
Say one who hasn't been. Because Fenner's has added, there's a young Italian dude that might work, Scamacca. Brady out, Nigel in.
Brady out, Nigel in. Sorry, Brady out.
That's all right.
Do you want me to do Nigel in as well?
Yeah, if you like, if you want him in.
Nigel in. Go ahead in.
Nigel in. I'm sorry, I'm reading I'm down to John Osborne here. Which I believe is Ozzy Osbourne's name.
Is it?
You
might
call
be
him
wrong.
Why
I think his name's
him,
John.
Why'd you call him Virgil?
He calls himself Virgil.
Yeah, that's a bit.
It stuck. So it was a joke at one of our early shows.
As in Virgil Van Dijk.
Yeah, we called him because he used to play centre back over Hackney Marshes, and I think I called him Virgil of the Marshes. So from that point on, he started calling himself Virgil on the as a joke, and it stuck. So that's all it is.
John starts with Brady out.
Brady out.
Now Nick's on the world's biggest podcast, will he still talk to the boys at Claret and Booth?
Absolutely not.
Let's have a little sweepstake. Will Nigel talk to us again, or Dodsey? Dodsey can't help himself.
Dodsey's a lover, not a fighter.
I don't know.
All right. Next up, Ryan Doyle, who asked a fantastic question last week. After my last comment on the last show received much praise from Len, I feel pressured on this one. Don't feel pressured, Ryan. What dull football we continue to play. Did anyone notice for the second half running he put JWP wide left in the second half? What was he supposed to do from there? 87th minute sub and it was hardly inspiring. Yet he wonders why there is no atmosphere in the ground. Do you think Paqueta needs to be moved into the middle of the park? And one of the current three middle need to go to the bench? And if so, who? He's slowly being moist, which is showing his recent performances. He's bored, and then he tries to do these stupid flicks and loses the ball. This season is just a wish of life away season. It's a great point, that's what I say.
It is.
Until Moyes goes. He should have walked when his career peaked in June. He should have walked, Ryan. You keep doing this. You keep getting it right. He should have walked, right? That competition, right? Listen, we didn't really beat anyone that was better than us.
We had a free run to the final.
You know, we were the favourites the way through. But I would say, it's the type of competition made for us, and it's the type of competition made for Moyes. The West Ham fans deserve the trophy. And I think, and I'm not sure if Nick would agree with this, but throughout his entire career, I think David Moyes deserves the trophy as well. Yeah. That was it. Why didn't you say, I've had a great day, we're going to take the prizes, right, and we're going to go on. Why didn't he do that, Moyes? He should have done that.
He got away with one then. You know, he'd had a terrible, terrible, terrible season. If he hadn't have won that final, you would have imagined that he would have definitely been sacked after that season that we had, the Premier League season. Winning that cup kind of eradicated that season. But by staying, now that poor Premier League season is still alive. Because now you're thinking this season is just a continuation of bad form from last season. If he'd have left then, he'd have gone a hero. He would have. Absolute
yeah.
madness.
I don't know why
he stayed. I honestly don't.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Could have took any job he wanted. Not any job he wanted, but, you know.
That was as high as his stock will ever be at that point.
Yeah. And, you know, you should know when to sell.
Yep. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Next up, Lee Thomas Anderson. Anderson's his name. Evening, gentlemen. Hope you are all well. Brady out.
Brady out.
Have you all noticed that all footballers constantly spitting? I understand running about gives you more spit, but why don't we ever see official spitting?
I don't know why they do it. I mean, they are athletes, and look, the thing is, they are peak athletes as well. If you've got a bit of crap on your chest, you want to get it out because breathing's quite important. So if you're running at full tilt, they're probably almost coached to do that as well from a young age, I imagine. You know, if you've got anything on your chest, get it out. You know, if you're running at full tilt, it's never the nicest thing to see. I've got to be honest. Do you know what? You don't see it in the kids' game.
No, you don't, do you? No.
I've never done it.
You don't see it in the kids' game. But I can only imagine that if you're an elite athlete, because so many of them do it, it must be when you're... Yeah, it must be the reason. If you've got anything on your chest, get it off. I don't know. There's got to be a reason for it. I don't know what it is.
We'll ask a proper coach, maybe.
Yeah, that certainly ain't me.
Well, let's see who's next up.
Have you got to Gary Killington yet?
Why can't I see Gary on here? I'll have a look. Next up, we've got Michael Mack, and he just says, Len and Sean won't get a word in with Nick. You'd be surprised.
Where's Gary's? I've been good.
Hang on, oh, I think wrong.
Maybe Gary just liked it, and I saw his name.
Hang on, there is. I'm missing one because I see one pop up. I think.
Did you do Gary Amour? You did.
Yep.
Robert Parrish.
Mick Clifford has asked one.
Oh, go on.
Everyone's favourite sellout. Hi, guys. I hope you're all well. Question. Is it the crack of the day that keeps you going to home games? That must be some kind of programme that Dodsey watches, crack of the day. That keeps you going to the home games.
I know what he means.
As it's sounding like a pain in the arse. Of course, because Mick lives in Sweden, so he won't know, would he? Sorry. Is it the crack of the day that keeps you going to the home games, as it's sounding like a pain in the arse? There ain't much of a crack, really. You got to make it yourself, Mick. And
yeah,
it takes some organising. And that's Sunday, 2 o'clock. It's not easy.
Gary just liked the question. He didn't actually ask a question. I misunderstood. Apologies. He's not brave enough. He doesn't want to give any more kudos to this podcast because he's afraid that Nick might do really good and defect.
We poach him.
It might be a.
We could do transfer. Give him Sean, Nigel.
Yeah.
And we get Nick. Would you be happy with that, Sean?
Well, they could have George.
Oh, I don't think
might George never turn up. Doesn't matter if you say that.
He's not been on a show for a while, George, has he?
He's been on one this season, maybe two.
And he's sort of said he's never doing it again, really.
Well, he hasn't.
He's a busy boy. He's got a young family, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got a young family. Yeah. He's a high flyer.
Do you think, though, for some people, because I'm seeing this now, do you think that some people, because George sounds like quite a positive soul.
Yeah.
Do you think that...
A positive
George?
Soul?
George on his
before.
Podcast?
He seems all right.
He's John's son. John's a negative Nelly.
Yeah,
so George sits on the fence a little bit more than his dad,
when there's so much negativity around, when you're looking about the football as well, I do think some people just struggle with it because it's boring.
Yeah, I know. Look, as I said, I sometimes feel that going to football is a chore, but it's a bit like commuting, right? It's what we do.
Well, if you don't commute.
Well, no, but it's you know. Don't get me wrong, and I, you know, as I said, what do I do when I'm travelling on the train? Right, watch a little bit of Netflix or catch up with Slow Horses on Apple TV. You know, when I'm on the train on the tube, because when I'm on the Jubilee line, still got Wi-Fi. So you know, I do fill my time on the day, my football day. You know, it's not completely lost.
I say, going back to answering one of the questions that you asked earlier on, do you know the one which ended with...
Brady out.
Yeah, with Brady out. He spoke about James Ward-Prowse being used out on the left wing. What can he do from there? Going back to a video that Gonzo did earlier on Hamish Chat, where he kind of analysed this, and I completely agreed with him. When you looked at that game and you saw James Ward-Prowse, at one minute he was a CDM, then he was an eight. Then he was playing as an attacking midfielder.
Yeah, he doesn't know what to do.
Then he played left. Then he played right. So he played five positions in one game, and he wasn't the only one. You had Paqueta, Bowen switching positions. You had Caduce as well. And Gonzo read that as that was almost like he was admitting that he didn't know what he was doing. No, like he'd run
he
out
just
of
wants
ideas.
Him on the pitch so
it's
he
like
can take set pieces
ideas,
wherever
completely.
He don't care.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep on moving around until something works. It was bizarre what he did with Ward-Prowse. But the thing what's annoying, Len, and I've been a big critic of Ward-Prowse, I have, but even I was surprised with how he started. And when he was at his most successful, he was playing as a more advanced player, as an attacking player. Why has he changed his role? Because he was brilliant at the start. But then all of a sudden, he's pulled him back. And now he's not performing. So what happened to make...
Don't know.
What made him think, I know what I'll do. I'll pull him back to an area where he's going to be completely ineffective.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's done.
I remember when we played Southampton being a little bit scared of Ward-Prowse getting forward. And then now he's our player and I barely see him touch the ball, it seems.
But that's because when you play him deep, he's he might as well not be on the pitch if you play him deep. I don't know why he's done that.
Asks, what's a typical home day visit from leaving home to getting back in, each of you? Well, mine's, it's a 6.5 mile walk. We've measured this. So everyone's got 6.5 mile walk going to football, Mick. I don't know what train I'm getting, whether it's going straight in or if I have to go in or out or across East London or whatever. I try and get 2 beers in lately now, which doesn't happen. Bit of moist ball. See if anyone's about afterwards. I eat before I leave now. Not really painting a fucking enjoyable day out, am I, really? How about you, sir? We know Nick drives in. Do you always drive in, Nick?
Not always. But most, if I've got football with Ben, I do. I mean, look, a couple of times that I have been, and I've met up with mates, and I make a day of it. It ain't bad, sort of around Hackney Wick, and you can have a decent pre-match beer, and it's fine, it's all right, you know. But if you are just going for the game of football, that's a hard slog.
Yeah,
it is.
Also, right. Mick and other people that might not know, it's difficult to meet people because if you're in a different part of the ground to your mates, you've got no access to them.
Yeah,
I mean, you're even really going at different stations, really.
Yeah, if you're where we are in the West End, that is true. The rest obviously have a bit more capability because the rest of it's opened up except for our little island. Mm. Do you know what? Mostly, I drive to my office in West Wimbledon, park in my car park at work, jump on the train, it's 20 minutes into Waterloo, meet the others usually there, jump on the Jubilee line, Wi-Fi underground, we get off at Canary Wharf, pass a Greggs, jump on the DLR, go to Pudding Mill Lane, station DLR, get off there, maybe late, used to go to the supporters club, didn't we, Len? Lately, yeah. We visited the ABBA bar. Very, very
well,
decent.
I've only done it once, and I said I'm never coming there again.
I know you did. I think I've done it 3 times, done the ABBA bar. And then it's a 6-minute walk over Bridge 4 into the ground and have a few beers on the concourse and maybe a cheeky kebab or a pie and mash. Be ignored by someone in the ground and then into my seat in section 112 after holding up my flag and having your picture taken with Dodsey. Yeah. There you go. That's just a normal day.
And spend the rest of the day on the phone, ignoring the football.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. True. Yeah. and sometimes if we've won, maybe a little cheeky meet-up afterwards, although not so much
that
since
hasn't
support.
Happened every year,
lately, it hasn't. Not,
no,
not with
the supporters' club.
Supporters' so, club gone, yeah.
Well, that finishes today's question time. Have you enjoyed
hello,
got another one.
Late question on WhatsApp from John Bucci.
Oh, he's going to talk about the fucking prediction, isn't he?
Oh, no, it's one for Nick. He said, question for the pod. Does your special guest think he'll make it to the end of the season without having an aneurysm? It's a good question.
It is a good question. I think I'll be all right. I think the aneurysms have almost passed now. I will be honest. Apathy is starting to set in with me now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm almost calm. It's like, I'm at the acceptance stage where I've gone through. There's all these different stages with me. I do still care. But
does it really affect you? I mean, I've learned it does. That's really sad, yeah. Nick.
It does. Because... yeah, it does. I don't know why. It's the one thing. It doesn't really fit. It doesn't really sort of spill into the other areas of my life. I mean, like I say, I run a business. I run a football team. I'm a fully functional person. But when it comes to West Ham, it's kind of, I don't know. I'm the same now as I was when I was 13, 14. I feel the same emotionally to it. I've never grown up as a football fan, if that makes sense. And it does affect me.
Do you know what?
Yeah, it does.
I know this is hard to say because if you're that kind of person, it's only football. There's more important things in life. Family, the wars going on, you know, the environment, etc. And I try and compartmentalize it. And all the grief I felt
like that, if I felt like that, I wouldn't bother.
Really?
Especially at the moment. If I wasn't if I wasn't emotionally invested.
You invested, yeah.
If I wasn't emotionally invested, I don't think I'd bother, especially now at this stage, I wouldn't.
You know, I can look, I'm in a mood after we lose, but I can switch off and go, okay, I'm gonna compartmentalize that and put that right, that's my West Ham. Get out of your mood. Do stuff for your family. Don't let it ruin your life. Don't let it rule your life. You know, I know that a lot of us, West Ham defines us, but don't let it completely define your life.
No, but there was a call that we had yesterday. I just want to reference this quickly. A chap called Mo, never spoken to him before. Mo from Dagenham, really, really lovely guy. Very nervous when he first came on, and he
cut himself off, didn't he?
What's that? Sorry,
he cut himself off, didn't he?
He cut himself off. Yeah, but he sort of spoke about some mental health issues that he'd had. And I think what people do forget sometimes, right, is that West Ham in particular, it's a working class club. And it was there, kind of football was there to serve a purpose, you know, always was. You work hard all week, you graft, you do this, you do that, and then you want to go over and you want to have that release. You want to watch that football team that go on the pitch and give passion, and you've got flair and blood, sweat and tears, and you've got your mates around you, and everyone's getting kind of rolled up. And David Moyes is taking that away. He is. It's just dull, and it does matter. I know there are some people that can do what you can do, Sean, and compartmentalise, and they can do stuff like that, but there are also a lot of people that can't.
I know, but it's not a working man's club anymore. It was 100 years ago, and we were talking about...
It still is for a lot of people.
Not 100 years.
It still is for a lot of people.
All right, so the reach is a lot bigger. To try and take a colleague of us, you have to be born in a certain area to support it. It is so wrong. The global reach of this, you know, whether you watch, I don't care, right? I'm not smug of you have to be a season ticket holder to have more rights, right? Do I believe Dodsey has more say as a supporter than me because he does the miles, as they say? Yeah, I do, because he goes home and away and follows them around Europe and everything. More miles you do, in my view, the more a fan you are. But I don't care. If you love the club, whether you never go to a game and you watch it all on home on the TV, you're still a fan, right? I'd never call another fan out. But I think if you have a bit more of a say, depending on how miles you do. But does it matter where you came from and where you live? Absolutely not. Does it matter what class you are? Absolutely not. It doesn't matter whether you came from working class, middle class, or even upper class, you know? If you love West Ham, and we commonly do, I don't care. That's the only thing. Do you love West Ham? Are you loyal to West Ham?
Well, I mean, you already know that if you're a fan of them and you're going to go and support them, that's what West Ham fans are like.
Yeah.
But
we've talked for too long, as I know we would with Nick.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for standing
in. It was my pleasure.
We'll talk
fun.
Behind
fun
your
show.
Back to see if we get you back another day.
Yeah.
But, maybe
I'll
we'll
talk
get
behind your back to see if I come back.
Exactly. Yeah, we might get your brother in or even Virgil, you know.
Mate, look, they all will. You can rotate. So whenever you need a guest, just let us know. We'll always come on. So
yeah, good. All right, give us another plug for your small little channel.
Oh, honestly, it's fine. YouTube, Claret and Booze, if you want to come and find us, that's fine.
Have you got any Christmas plans for your channel? Do you do that or?
Well, we're doing the mug giveaway this year. We're doing that, so we gave away five of those teabag in, Moyes out mugs. That was yesterday. We haven't really got any other plans as yet. We're meeting up on Friday to go out and get pissed. I don't think we're going to be recording much on that one, so that'd be good. We're going to go and have a curry and have a drink. You're all more than welcome if you want to come along. If you've got no other plans on Friday.
I'm at the Curbs on Friday.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah.
And I've got another Christmas drink from Friday. Everyone's going out on Friday.
It's gonna be a big one.
Because I've got two Christmas drinks.
You got two in the same day?
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's gonna be a messy
you're
one.
You're popular, aren't you?
Yeah.
For someone
yeah.
who's a bit, you know, a bit of a shut in. I'm quite impressed with you.
The two people that sort of like me, I want to do it the same day.
Who's the other one? David Cross?
No, the agency used to work for.
Oh, right.
That used to be
got David Cross likes you as well.
Yeah, I know he does.
And you're mates with Alvin Martin.
Yeah, but it's the same dream cup. But oh, Alvin can't come.
Ah, oh, what a shame.
Alvin Martin seems like such a nice guy. Obviously,
oh, don't start him off.
He does, though. He does. He seems like a nice guy. Or is he not a friend?
He's a nice guy, isn't he? Then.
Yeah.
Well, put me
why are you? That's a strange fucking question, isn't it? No, he's not coming though, Freddy.
Anywho,
few dropouts.
I've been Sean. Len has been
asking questions,
and Nick has been
covertly eating his dinner for the second part of this show.
Oh, you get in trouble for that.
Yeah, I know.
I think I've probably got the biggest win rate out of a certain amount of managers as well. So I think if you're putting it that way, that's what I do.
That's what I do. I win.
He wins.
Come on, you Irons.
Bobby Moore.
Aye.
More than just a podcast. Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.